harder to write the one driver story, but it does create a real star.
The only thing that really changes is just not going to the racetrack.
I'm Mark Darrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
This is the kind of racing you can feel in your chest. Every lap, this is Echo Park Speedway, the hottest track in NASCAR. 3 days of tailgates, camping, and full throttle fun. But Sunday is chaos, speed, and glory. This February 22nd, the Auto Trader 400 takes over Atlanta. Get tickets at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
We have plenty of drivers with lots of fans, but according to NASCAR President Steve O'Donnell, one of the bigger problems the sport faces is a lack of a superstar. O'Donnell feels with so much parity, it doesn't allow a driver to break away from the pack.
One of the concerns, future drivers coming up through the system, having multiple wins, and not necessarily winning a championship. I think that's a challenge for our sport. And where I think the light really goes on is having that driver be deemed a potential superstar, and more drivers having the ability to go out there and win maybe takes away from the one driver story. And it's probably harder to write just the one driver story over and over again, but does create a real star.
Meanwhile, after a long season, some drivers are getting a little R&R, but not Michael McDowell.
When I think about the offseason, the only thing that really changes is just not going to the racetrack. I'll still be engaged at the shop weekly, simulator weekly, training weekly. All the same things really stay the same. I don't leave like for 2 or 3 weeks and unplug or do anything like that.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and transmission. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
With that ugly rear wing, which in my opinion was one of the biggest mistakes NASCAR ever made, recently Carson Hocevar bought an old Casey Kane number 9 Dodge Charger car of tomorrow. This week, however, the 22-year-old posted a picture on X. It was in his garage with a flat tire.
You know, one of the most vivid memories I have is that first COT race when I was a kid. And I remember that race, and that car was in it, and I was texting Dale Jr., like, hey, man, what do you think of this car? And he's like, is that the Bristol car from 07 night race that kicked all our ass? I was like, yeah, it is. And, you know, basically right there, you know, it had plenty of history that I was like, okay, I want to buy it.
PRN's Garage Pass, not narrow-minded, garrow-minded.